This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, I don't know if you heard about this story, where an elderly couple was in a Tennessee assisted living facility, and they managed to break out. They were able to break out, go. They wandered around, neighbor found them, called the facility, and they went back. And when I heard this, whenever you hear of somebody breaking out, you think, okay, well, they're trying to escape, you know, some, you know, vicious, I don't know, bingo games or whatever they do in these assisted living facilities. But then you also wonder, you go, well, wait a second. If they were wily and crafty enough to be able to break out, did they need to be there? And I think we are not giving those that have certain cognitive decline the mental cognitive credit that many of them have, and I think we are underutilizing our seniors, making our seniors feel like they can't contribute to society, which makes the dementia worse. So when you look at this, it's a husband and wife from Tennessee, and they were able to quote-unquote break out of the Elm Croft in Lebanon near Nashville. Now, what had happened was the man, the male of the couple, has dementia. The woman has Alzheimer's. And what he did is he had studied the beep, 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 beep sort of sounds of the key code that the employees would use. I guess they didn't have one of those cards where you just scan it. So it's just a code. So he, based on the numbers, was able to figure it out, and then, which is hard to do. You know, like, you know, like my number, it sounds a little different. I don't know, because now I think all numbers sound the same. So that takes some mental acumen. That's some pretty smart stuff. He said he had it from his military training. He learned Morse code, which I really think should be used a lot more. I think Morse code is very, very cool. I never learned it to the degree that I wanted to, but I think it's cool. So here they were. They were able to leave, but apparently they were wandering, they said, wandering outside two blocks away by a stranger, picked them up and brought them back. They were missing for about a half hour. So when they questioned the gentleman, he said he previously worked with Morse code in the military. Not that that was Morse code, you know, but he listened to a code, and so that means he's able to pick stuff up. That means he's able to hear. That means he's able to process. And so the facility was fined $2,000 because you don't want somebody with severe. Well, you don't want anybody that might be in harm's way running around outside, getting attacked or raped or hit by a car. So the facility does need to do a better job. But you wonder, going, okay, well, does he really need to be in that facility if he's able to kind of figure out the code and plan an escape? So when we say somebody has dementia, we think, okay, they're either lucid or they have dementia. We think it qualitative. You either have dementia or you don't, but it's quantitative. There's a quantity to it. Some people have mild dementia. Some people have varying degrees. Some people have in and out sometimes, you know, where they're really, really good on some days and other days they're just, you know, and maybe that's a little more delirium because that's more acute. But dementia doesn't necessarily have to be that you have to just sit alone in a room and watch TV. Unfortunately, a lot of Alzheimer's, a lot of neurodegenerative diseases might cause somebody to deteriorate to that degree. I think about 25 to 30% of the population over 85 has severe dementia, about 5 to 7% of those in their 60s. But what if we have somebody that is starting to have dementia, or let's say in this state, where they're not cognitively impaired enough, where they know how to skate in assisted living, which I don't think I could have figured it out. And I would have been like, do I break a window? I would not have been that smart to figure out, let me listen to the code. That's pretty. And then plan how not to, you know, be seen. Obviously, he had to have a lot of mental capacities, using his frontal lobe, his hippocampus, his temporal lobe. He's got brain function. I'm not sure about the woman that went with him, if she just followed along or whatever. But, you know, he obviously has brain function. So, you know, are people then in these assisted living facilities given jobs? Are there certain roles? Now, somebody could say, well, somebody has dementia. Well, they can't cook because they can hurt themselves. Well, they can't operate a car. Okay, but, well, depend on their level of dementia, right? There's still lots of things they can do. You know, I think there's a lot of tasks. There's a lot of work that is needed that doesn't necessarily have to rely on memory. Or if a mistake is made, nobody dies. In medicine, if a mistake is made, yeah. I mean, the second anybody thinks I have cognitive impairment, I'm sure everybody's going to be calling the medical board saying, Dolly needs to go. The medical board, what did she do this time? No. We really, really think she has cognitive impairment. So, you know, once that happens in some fields, you can't. There's just no, you know, I mean, you can't be a police officer, can't be a firefighter, you know, because you could be a risk to yourself or others. But are there other fields where there are roles? I mean, what about in marketing? You know, what appeals to you? Take a look at this. You know, we're marketing to seniors. Seniors are the biggest, have one of the biggest numbers of population. All right? You know, take a look at this and what appeals to you. You know, write a book. What in this book, what I don't know. There's so many things, whether it's, you know, marketing, whether it's engineering. You know, what do you think? What should this room look like? What should they, you know, these are people who have been in the military, for crying out loud. You know, talk to us. If you want to use their information or not, that's your choice. But make them useful. People are put away in an assisted living facility. I mean, I talk to my kids about this, too. I go, you know, God forbid dad leaves before I do. You know, and I start to age and nobody wants to remarry me. You know, where do I go? And they go, well, did you see that place on the corner of everything? My kids are already planning on mommy being, I've already found future roommates. I call my friends and, will you be my roommate in the nursing home? They're like, yeah, well, very cool. We'll do Naked Wednesdays. But I think we could stave off dementia if we give people a role and we give people a job. As long as it's something that they don't hurt themselves with. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So remember I told you guys I really don't like outer space. I don't like it at all. I think I'm scared with outer space because of that Superman 2 movie and, you know, the bad guys, General Zod, or the woman. I don't know who the woman was, but she took the pin, the NASA or the American pin off of the spacesuit of the American, or no, I think it was a Russian astronaut or cosmonaut. And then all the air goes in and he dies. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to be there because just in case any aliens come and they don't like the way I'm dressed or the way I'm accessorizing and they start to, you know, pull or they touch anywhere on my chest, which I would expect an alien to do. I don't think aliens are very large breasted. on their planet, so they'd probably be like, what are these? And then all of a sudden it just rips my suit. So I'm not going to go outer space. I understand that I might only have a few decades left on this great earth, God willing. I'm not going to go outer space. And the other reason why I don't want to go into outer space is because there's things flying around. There's things flying around and asteroids that could hit you. Apparently there was some debris the other day that just barely missed the space station. Well, now we're being told that a giant Chinese rocket is supposed to fall back onto the earth, and they don't know where it's going to happen. So some of us are running in place, right, to make the earth turn faster so it doesn't come and hit us. So here's the scoop on this big Chinese rocket. It's China's 21-ton Long March 5B rocket. It's orbiting the planet in a path that could lead to the massive vehicle crashing back to Earth. Now, apparently, the core stage launched Thursday to develop the first modular of the nation's new space station. But instead of returning to a predetermined post in the ocean, it is predicted to make an uncontrolled reentry and possibly in an inhabited area. So, 21 tons? It's like a big truck? I don't know. I have to look that up. But when it comes in space and it's hurling, that's not good. And I don't even know if you could stay indoors. I think that would definitely, like, slam through the roof. Jonathan McDowell, an astronomer who tracks objects orbiting Earth, told Space News that the Long March 5B's path takes it a little farther north from New York, Madrid, and Beijing, and as far south as southern Chile and Wellington, New Zealand. So it could land anywhere from north of New York to Chile. Well, so I guess the only safe spots would be Antarctica and maybe the Arctic Circle. I don't know what happened here, but I guess when the rocket stage falls to Earth, most of it will burn up in the atmosphere, but large pieces that survive could rain down in populated areas, and the range is nearly 80% of the globe. Now, what they're saying is, look, we have more water than land. So if this Chinese rocket, as it disintegrates and bursts into a whole bunch of pieces, there's a better chance of it hitting water than land. But I don't know, cruise ships? Now we have migrant boats in the water. See, the Hawaiian Islands are in water. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, Hawaii's safe. You know, Hawaii's, you know, not away from all this. Hawaii's one of the safest places to be. It's one of the happiest places in America, by the way. But the problem with Hawaii is when they go, oh, it's just, so, it'll happen in the water. Hawaii's smack dab in the center of the Pacific. So if anything could happen, it could unfortunately happen there. So I don't think that's very, very good. So satellite trackers have detected the 100-foot-long, 16-foot-wide Long March 5B core stage, now designated 2021-035B, traveling at more than 4 miles per second. China launched it, I guess, Thursday local time at 11:30 in the morning to deliver the first stage. And the module is called Tianhe, or Harmony of the Heavens. And it's going to become living quarters for 3 crew members once the massive structure is complete. And they want to complete their Chinese space station, known as Tiangong, by the end of 2020, according to state media. All right. So, okay, here's my thing. Do we really need space stations? I know everybody's all said, like, oh, we got the space station. And then I guess people sit in there, and they do stuff, and then they go potty, you know, using that suction thing, which, by the way, sounds really cool. I would really like to. That is on my bucket list. I would like to say that I went potty. Probably just pee. I don't think I want to say I pooped. Well, maybe. That would be pretty cool. No selfie, though. But I would probably, you know what? Maybe it looks like you're dressed and nobody could really see. I could see myself go, hey, look at me. Maybe I would do a selfie. But that is one thing I would like to do in space. I'd like to kind of float and I'd like to go potty. So maybe I would visit a space station. But it sounds like we're really trying to populate now, try to, come up with plan. Now, mind you, I'm for plan B. I just don't know if I'd pick Mars. And everybody's like, well, we'll have Mars, and we'll try to make our own oxygen, and we'll be in these pods, or we'll do what Matt Damon did and grow potatoes. And I think it's cool, but are we messing with something? I always talk about man dinks, God links, man works, God laughs. We're going into arenas where humans aren't supposed to be. you know, we've talked about some of the medical conditions that astronauts have, you know, when they go out into the space, you know, radiation, their spine, osteoporosis, you know, there's a lot of changes that the body has when it doesn't have gravity. When you put a human in an atmosphere that they're not built or designed for, they don't seem to develop the way or maintain certain health metrics. Now, some people will say, well, good. Why don't we, you know, start evolving where we could live outer space? I don't think we have that power. I really don't. Unless that's what they're trying to do. We're going to populate on Mars. Some kid's going to break out of the tent. The mom's going to, like, be, what are you doing, you idiot? Get back inside. The kid's going to be like, Mom, I can breathe. I'm good. And then the mom's like, wow, honey, take a look at this. And the kid's going to be like, oh, my gosh. And everybody's going to make fun of him. Yeah, but I mean, I don't really see that happening. So, you know, should we kind of, I'm not saying we stop the space race. A lot of you guys are into it just because I'm not excited about it. Honestly, I'd like to, you know, do more like, you know, on Earth, like underwater. I think there's a lot more we could do underwater and things like that. I think, you know, I would like to utilize more of our oceans first. But if it wants to go out of space, that's fine. I just see us so vulnerable. I mean, if the aliens are coming, they're going to hit our space stations first, just like in Superman. All right, they're going to hit, and they're going to... See, I got this. You want to know what bothers me? This is what bothers me, okay? I do believe that there's alien forms. Do I think we're going to meet them like everybody's talking about? Probably not in our lifetime. But I do believe that they're out there. And they are going to be more fearful than everybody's like, oh, they're going to want to make friends. Nobody wants to make friends. Nobody wants to make friends. They have a job to do. They want to make sure nobody interferes with that job. How many jobs have you had where you go and you're like, oh, I'm going to make friends. And sometimes you realize there's people that are going, look, I don't want a friend. Okay? All right? Your being here makes me, puts me on the chopping block. So I don't want to be your friend. Well, same thing. So I think the aliens are going to be, if you had to, you know, put the little ticker to one side or the other, I think they're going to be on the side of, we're not going to like you. And when they see how vulnerable we are on a space station that's not a military site, it's a space station where I think we're eating and we're gathering data and all that, then they're going to see that we are possible or consider that we might be weaker. Because if the best we could do out in space is a space station where women have to put some vacuum up, you know, to potty, then they're going to see our vulnerabilities. And I'm wondering if maybe, you know, we need to probably strategize this a little more. I get that we are going to need to, you know, have some sort of a presence in the space world if it ever gets to be that way. But I think we're very, very vulnerable. And one of our vulnerabilities is sending something up in space that's going to come down and crash on our heads. All right? I just don't think that's the smartest thing. If you don't have it all figured out, don't be putting it up there. Somebody said that, or apparently there's supposed to be all this footage of UFOs. They're watching us, and I don't know what I believe. I haven't been to Area 51. It's close by. I could probably take my car to it, but I don't think I'd get in there. That we're being watched, so don't let them see this stupid stuff, all right? And so I'll let you guys know if at all they tell us that we're going to have debris falling on our heads, I'll let you know. It's a shame, because once somebody goes, okay, whew, it's New York, it's not going to be Florida. Everyone's going to be like, whoo-hoo. Well, no, I feel bad for New York. But it's not New York yet, okay? It's just that's the range. New York to Chile. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-GOSS-ALLY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady are visiting an elementary school in Southern Virginia. It's part of a pitch for the sweeping new infrastructure program and its effect on schools. The President asked students how they liked at-home learning this past year.
I liked it.
Kids between 12 and the age of 15 could be eligible to get the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine soon. The FDA is reportedly poised to greenlight the shots as early as this week. 12-year-old Caleb Chung was part of Pfizer's vaccine trial program earlier this year.
I definitely hope we get back to whatever we would call normal eventually soon.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America, and you're listening to USA Radio News. Average gasoline prices have risen 2 cents in the last week and now stand at $2.89 per gallon.
That 289 is a fresh multi-year high as the COVID-19 recovery continues to fuel gasoline demand. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, the future holds even higher prices.
Motorists can expect prices to continue inching higher in the coming days. Gas Buddy data shows that gasoline demand last week rebounded sharply. Overall, it's that increase in gasoline demand that will likely continue to push prices up as we head towards the start of the summer driving season, just several weeks away in Memorial Day weekend.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Facebook's oversight board will make a final decision this Wednesday about the fate of former President Trump's account. The oversight board is an independent group created by Facebook to review hot-button police choices. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting. There's a rare and underreported disorder that appears to have been killing several young Australians. And they say 280 die every year from something called sudden unexpected death in epilepsy. So parents are obviously urging more research. Remember John Travolta's son died? He had epilepsy? And we don't know what happened. I think he was in the shower. I don't know if we ever officially knew what was going on. But this is a rare disorder. It's claimed the lives, they say, of several bright young Australians. And this SUDEP, or sudden unexpected death in epilepsy, they say, is a complication of epilepsy that occurs with no signs. And it causes the sufferer to die unexpectedly and prematurely, often while sleeping. Families scramble for answers. Doctors don't have a lot of information on it. Now, 1 in 1,000 people with epilepsy die of this every year. And there was an 18-year-old, Judah Latonin, from Queensland, was diagnosed with epilepsy when he was 18 in his final year of school. His first seizure came during exams, and then he died 3 years later. His sister found him slumped over a chair at their home listening to an audiobook, but found that he was discolored and unresponsive. Now, seizures are very scary because it is a misfiring of nerves in the brain. And people have asked, how does this happen such that the misfiring doesn't affect the nerves going to the heart or going to the brain? And for most of the epileptic events, it might cause loss of consciousness. It might cause these tonic-clonic seizures, these or muscle spasms or spasticity. And I've oftentimes wondered that when somebody says, oh, they fell asleep in the car and they got into a car crash, was it because they had a seizure that kind of caused them to just kind of collapse and lose consciousness? And I've also wondered, could it ever affect the heart? Maybe this might be how it presents, or where people just unfortunately die, where their seizure ends up affecting their heart. So, in terms of medications, they say SUDEP is going to be attributed to a person's death if they have epilepsy and there's no other cause of death. The family said that he was resistant to taking his epilepsy medication because he had such a keen mind and the pills made him feel dopey. They said he put himself at higher risk because of lack of sleep and computer games. He said played a lot and affected his sleep. He said, I don't think it helped with the medication, he would take it, but he said it made him feel fuzzy and affected his mood. If I asked him, he would be hesitant to answer. He wasn't consistent with it, and he often fell below normal blood levels. So, you know, if they do find that a common theme are people with uncontrolled seizures, then we have to assume it affects the part of the brain that could affect their normal vital responses. Now, it's scary because a lot of us know somebody with epilepsy. A lot of us know people that, you know, ended up having a seizure and having a seizure disorder. Unfortunately, there was another gentleman. I believe his family member thought he was, quote, a prime candidate because he had a hectic work schedule, lifestyle. He partied very hard, didn't drink alcohol, but he smoked and drank excessive amounts of energy drinks. So there is apparently the Epilepsy Center in Australia, and I'm sure the Epilepsy Foundation here in America are kind of looking at this. I'll kind of research a little bit how many cases in America we see this. We know people die with epilepsy, but in terms of these numbers and with an unknown cause, it is something that needs to be looked at, and it's frightening. So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also very crushing this weekend. It was prom weekend for many. And 2 Indiana high school students were killed in a car crash on the way to prom over the weekend. Kaylin Hart, 18 years old, and her boyfriend London Byram died after an SUV crashed into them in Arcadia, about 40 miles north of Indianapolis. The couple were on their way to Hart's senior prom at Hamilton Heights High School at the time. Her boyfriend was driving. He's a junior at Cathedral High. 2 other students were in the back seat of their Honda. They were hospitalized, but their injuries were not life-threatening. And the driver of the vehicle involved in the other crash was also a high school student. They declined medical treatment. Now, authorities have not released the name of the driver. They say both of the cars ended up in a field as a result of the crash. People are still investigating the crash, but said it did not initially appear as if alcohol or drugs played a role. Apparently, Hart and Byram were dating since the beginning of the year, and the couple had been visiting Hart's father, posed for photos together in their prom outfits before they headed to their mother's house. The crash occurred on the way to the mother's house. The mom, of course, devastated, wrote on Facebook that she didn't even get to see her daughter in a prom dress. You know, it's unfortunately, we're going to start hearing more of these car crashes. And today, just on my way to work, I saw two cars mangled, airbags deployed. I don't know if anybody survived in that. And it was just a neighborhood intersection. And we haven't really been on lockdown. And one thing, you know, I had talked about earlier, and even though this was prom, and I'm sure kids are all excited that they get to go to prom and they haven't been out for a while, and so they're, you know, going to be probably chatty in the car and with their music and not really thinking about the road. It's a shame. It's so tragic. But I'm noticing a lot more accidents as people who have been home get back out there. Now, is it because they're out of touch, or is it because they're rusty? Is it because they have not had a lot of traffic because they were an essential worker, and now all of a sudden there's all these other cars? You know, I was driving yesterday and I was leaving our neighborhood, and there's a crosswalk, but the crosswalk isn't very apparent. It's actually a very narrow, it's hidden by trees almost. So you don't see the family and the stroller until they're already on the street. As they cross. I don't know why there's trees. It's really stupid. I think they need to take down the trees. I'm going to say something. So thank God I heard a car slam on their brakes. Other cars slammed on their brakes. And you see a family with young kids and a stroller walk across that little narrow area. And I'm like, thank God, you know, that somebody stopped. But I think people aren't expecting there to be other people walking or crossing, or they're not expecting cars along the bend or there. So, you know, it's really unfortunate, because I think, you know, when we put ourselves in very unrealistic positions, and I'm not blaming this prom crash. This isn't the first crash that, you know, happened this weekend. There were tons of them. And I'm not blaming this on COVID. But I think when we put ourselves in positions where we aren't doing our normal daily activities, I think come consequences with that. When people haven't seen each other in so long, they just, you know, they're going to talk. They're going to be chatty. If they haven't been on the car for a while, or if they haven't been in the car, the roads have been empty, they're going to anticipate that. That's what the brain does. The brain has a memory. And you almost have to, every single time you get behind the wheel, expect there to be some other variable. And that's what I teach my kids. I go, don't expect your ride to work or school to be the same ride every day. It's not. It's the same street, Mom. I go, shut up and listen. Your ride is different every single day because there's all these different cars. There's all these different new pedestrians. There might be a new rule. There might be a new cone. It is a different drive every single day, so act like it. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know a lot of couples who were planning on getting married. We're going to be a couple weddings I was so excited to go to, and they got canceled because of COVID. And slowly, as states are opening up, people are able to go and get married again if they want to. I don't think you're going to have a lot of couples who have already been living together. And, you know, maybe like, you know what, let's save the money. You know, do we really want to have a $30,000 reception or $50,000 reception, whatever they spend? We live together, we're good. So I don't know how many of those marriages are still going to go on. They might stay together, but I don't know if they're going to do a wedding. But in D.C., the mayor goes, look, you guys could have a wedding. 250-person limit. But no standing and no dancing. Okay, now, as a bride, I stood. Now, my guess is the bride gets to stand, and the groom probably gets to stand, maybe the best men. But the guests, no standing, no dancing. You know, my wedding, it was in the 90s. I married Corey in 1996. So, the Macarena. Macarena. Hi! Anyway, so we're doing the Macarena, and I mean, you had to stand to do that, right? And then at one of my friend's weddings, they had the slide, they had, you know, slide to the left, slide to the right, or I forget that song. But anyway, so yeah, you know, and then line dancing. I love line dancing. We didn't line dance because nobody knew how to line dance, but that would have been cool at the wedding. But you have to stand. You have to, I mean, you got to get up to go to the bathroom. But apparently the D.C. mayor wants to impose these restrictions because of COVID. Mayor Muriel Bowser revealed an order at a Monday news conference, according to the Washington Informer, that indoor weddings at 25% capacity or 250 people be permitted, but standing and dancing at receptions are out. The ban went into effect on Saturday. Excuse me. So obviously people are like, well, if I want a wedding, I'm going to spend that much money having people just sit around. You know, I mean, you know, that's where the bride's supposed to shove the cake into his mouth, or he shoves the cake into her mouth, and then, you know, in Jewish weddings, they lift you up in a chair, and they wheel you around, and you kind of, you know, close your skirt, because there's always a filmographer there, videographer there, and you're like, okay, no short skirt, you know, because you wear your dress, and then you take off the long part to for the party, and that's when you have a shorter dress, and you can't be, like, running around half naked, obviously, especially when you're up on the chair. And then, in Jewish weddings especially, we do the chorah, and we dance a lot. Jews like to dance. Okay, we just dance, and we drink, and we eat, and we, you know, we think we're pretty good dancers, and then somebody shows off, and we do our thing, and then it just goes all chaotic, and you don't even remember. So, if somebody's going to be spending that kind of money, and putting all that together, and getting that kind of family together, it's a celebration. Why do we dance? We dance because we celebrate. And some of us don't dance good. You know, like, I mean, when I get on the dance floor, you know, I'm kind of like, I don't really dance that well. You know, you kind of like doing this thing, like for the Hades. Okay, I'm not a good dancer, but I don't care. I'll get out there and shake my booty because you can shake your booty. I can't shake my booty at work all the time. I can't do it. Try. Can't shake my booty. But you can do it when there's music, you know, when the beat takes over you, and the groove takes over you, and you're happy. You've been through COVID. You know, you're finally marrying your kid off. I mean, when my kids get married, I am going to, it's going to be lit. It's going to be the biggest party ever. Because I'm like, you're getting the hell out of the house. Get out of the house. Right? Now, bug her. I'm going to tell my future daughter-in-law, all right, you know, you see what I've had to put up with 20 some years. You can have them. Okay? You know, just bring the grandkids by every now and then, and I'll see you at Christmas or Hanukkah. That's what I want to do. I can't wait. I can't wait for my kids, all of I, to get married. But we're going to dance. So I get it. You know, everybody's worried about COVID. They're all worried about COVID. Yeah, but really? Can't stand at a wedding? What about, like, the toast? What if we do the Pledge of Allegiance? I don't know. So how have divorces and marriages gone? So apparently, according to Bloomberg, they have some statistics. They say trends show that it has plunged, marriages and divorces. Remember, we thought divorces were going to go up. Well, they were joking in China when China first started locking down that they were going to, you know, have lines of people needing to get a divorce. And I didn't think it was going to be like that in America because I didn't think a lot of people wanted to spend the money. Divorce is expensive. So I was right. Divorces dropped. What I didn't realize is how much they dropped. So there was about 339,917 marriages in 2020, only 191,000 divorces. Now, that's a lot of divorces, but that's down from 1 million the year before. So a million people got divorced, they said, in 2019, about 19% of that, 2020. Then they said there were 2.2 million marriages in the United States, 2.2 million in 2019, dropped down to 339. So that's about 15%? I'm trying to do the math. Yeah, because, okay, 2.2 million versus 339, So half of 339 is about 160. If we're 1 million, yeah, this is about 60%. You see? So marriages and divorces have gone down. Why is that? Is it because people who were together during the pandemic were like, you know what? I really do love you. Spending all these hours with you day after day and seeing you on the couch, gaining weight, watching Netflix. I really love you. No. I think what happened, to be honest, is there was less cheating. I think there were less workplace romances. I think, you know, people were lower on money, had less money. And so they're like, is it really smart to get a divorce now when I can't go get a job? And do we really want to do this? And now the kids are home. So like, well, how do I deal with the kids if we can't take them daycare and school? So with kids being closed down, I think a lot of parents are like, how do we do a divorce with the kids if the kids aren't in school? And so I think a lot of them said, well, let's just, you know, it's only going to take, what, 2 weeks to flatten the curve? We could live together for 2 weeks. And then, of course, it turned into now almost, what, 2 years. So divorce is expensive. Thank God I've never been divorced. But if Corey and I ever made that decision, I'd be like, okay, if we are going to do this, well, first, let's not. Okay, first, let me talk you out of it. But I can understand being married to me for about 25 years probably isn't fun, especially since I still can't dance the Macarena. But maybe, you know, we like, you know, here, okay, you take this piece of furniture, I'll take this. I don't even want the furniture. Just don't give me the furniture. You can have the furniture. Okay, I like my car. Let me keep the car. The kids, you have the kids. No, please. You take the kids. I will pay you to take the kids. That's how our conversation would be. So, yeah. But anyway, so what's going to happen? So now that things are opening back up, are we going to see more divorce? I think we are going to see divorces skyrocket because people who are stuck at home, now if they get to go out into the workplace and they get to see other people, they're going to flirt. They're going to have missed all that attention they got from other people. And then they might be, you know, so sick of their spouse that I really do think cheating's going to spike. And then I think that people are going to be like, okay, you know what? I'm done. Because look, now I could go back to the bar. I could go and meet somebody. I could, you know, go to this restaurant and meet somebody. Now all these dates and Tinders and things like that are going to, I think, allow for a lot more dating. And so, yeah, so I think, unfortunately, the divorce number is going to go up. So interestingly, we all thought divorce would go down. Not during the pandemic. People couldn't afford it. It wasn't opportune. They didn't have another possibility. They didn't know what to do with the kids. The kids, if schools open up, that's going to be the key. Once schools open up, that's when we're going to see divorces rise. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about spankings. Not spankings in terms of couples, but spankings in school. Apparently a principal may be up on criminal charges. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.